I feel like I'm in NCSY in so many different ways. First of all, the guys can hear me. It's okay. This is the first shiur I'm giving with a shield, so it's, again, it's tremendous. I don't know if I'd want to blow shofar into this thing. It's a serious echo, Shiloh, but at least hopefully you guys can hear. Okay. If I switch to the middle, I got my mask, I got multiple shields, so you don't know where I may end up with a lot of tricks up my sleeve. So I feel like I'm really very much in NCSY. I just got finished saying a whole series of different recordings, some of you may even hear in the next couple of days or a week or so, about an NCSY recording for the Kumsitz. I get another NCSY recording for something else. So Baruch Hashem, you know, it's a pleasure to be here live, NCSY live, to be able to really, really talk to the Bachurim, to see you guys, and to be part of a wonderful, wonderful group of Limud HaTorah and of Avodas Hashem. So really, Ashreichem to you and all of you have been really, really working hard. I think we can really say about the sum of Fum Tzar Agra, the amount of schar, the amount of reward that you will all get for the extra dedication to Limud HaTorah really, really is well, well worth the effort. So I want to begin with a famous Maimar Chazal. It is said clearly in a halacha context, but it's not really a shir in halacha. We'll talk a little bit. It's happy to say shir without talking a little halacha. Mishen nechnas av v'mati b'simcha. We're all familiar with these words. When the month of Av comes in, the month of Av has already come in. We're right up to the third day of Av tonight. When the month of Av comes in, v'mati b'simcha. So we have to minimize our simcha. And we all know in the pure halachic context what that means. Certain things are off limits. Certain things are off limits mi'ikar hadin, already from Rosh Chodesh. Certain things are really only usher, Shavu Shechal Bo Tishbav, and Minhag Yisrael begin from Rosh Chodesh. But we all know that there's some very real halachic / Minhagim ramifications of that statement. I don't even want to talk about that now. I'm sure, no doubt, you've probably learned a little bit of the sugyas, heard some different shiurim, different Torah about that. But I want to talk about not as a halacha, but as a reality. That the reality is that Av, at least at the beginning, the days until Tisha B'Av, are a time when it's not shaykh to be b'simcha. It's impossible. There's something physically almost palpable, tangible, that's preventing us from being in a state of simcha. And I want to understand what that is. Is it just simply because we're sad, because of Churban and Tzaras, or is it much more profound than that? That there's something in the air right now, there's something that's playing out right now that makes Simcha to be a real impossibility. So in order to learn this sugya properly, we have to ask ourselves, well, what is Simcha in the first place? What is Simcha that prevents Chodesh Av from being a time of Simcha? So let's look in the halachic universe for a moment about the mitzvah of simcha. Mitzvah of simcha is one of the Tayyid mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be simcha. When is there a mitzvah to be simcha? So we know, Yom Tovim, Samach Mechagecha, Samach Meshavakecha, Shavas Yomim, Pesach Shavus and Sukkot for sure, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Machlokes Rishonim perhaps. And we know in certain circles, mitzvah gedol, lios b'simcha, that's not a mind of Chazal. Nachman Breslia, Umman, I got it, it's not a mind of Chazal. So, but in the Torah, there's the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. And if you look in the Chumash, particularly in Parshas Re'eh, you'll notice that the term Simcha is not only found by Yevon Tovim, it's found actually by other things as well. Achilas Karbonos has to be in the state of Simcha. Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni has to be in the state of Simcha. What is the common denominator between celebrating Yontif, bringing Karbonos, eating Ma'aseh Sheni? What is it about these three activities that require us to be in the state of simcha? So the answer is very, very clear. It says in the Chumash multiple times. The Torah says in all three of these contexts, it says, L'fnei Hashem. You eat karbonos in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You partake of Ma'aseh Sheni in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on Yontif, you celebrate Aliyah L'Regel in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What simcha really is, the essence of simcha, is being in the state of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the essence of what simcha is all about. And in the three examples that we just gave, Yontif, Karbonos, Ma'aseh Sheni, there is a physical proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I physically come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a mechayev of simcha. But there's another time, or two other times during the year, when we also experience simcha, albeit perhaps a little bit of a toned down version. And at first glance have nothing to do with proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least not in a physical sense. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are also Yom Tovim. And can anyone bring me a raya that at least to some degree there's a mitzvah of simcha Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Bring me any raya whatsoever that there's some mitzvah of simcha Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What's the halacha? Yeah. Very good, excellent. There's no avelos. The person, Rachman Letzlan, was sitting Shiva before Shoshana, Roshana cancels avelos. The person was sitting Shiva before him, Yom Kippur cancels avelos. The Gemara in Moikot, the Daf Yedal, it says, what is it about Yom Tif that cancels avelos? The Simcha's Yom Tif Shiva. So there's no question that there's some degree of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Now again, is it on par with the other Shalosh Regalim? Is there a mitzvah basav yayin? Maybe, we're not sure. Is it the full-fledged Simcha, Simcha Maisa, Simcha Lev? You can talk Torahs, maybe another time, another place, we'll talk about that close to Rosh Hashanah. But Kuliyamal and Peligi, there's some degree of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah, even in Yom Kippur, although there's no Basa, no Yayin, obviously nothing. There's Simcha in Yom Kippur. So what is it about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that creates a Chiyuv Simcha? There's no Aliyah L'Regel. I'm not coming to Beis HaMikdash. I'm in my own home. I'm sitting in Bergenfield, New Jersey, hearing shofar. I'm sitting in Teaneck. And fasting and saying Vidya and Yom Kippur, what does that have to do with Simcha? So the Rav explained that Simcha is always synonymous with being Lifnei Hashem. What creates that proximity of being Lifnei Hashem? The starting point in our lives of being Lifnei Hashem. We enter into this world in that pristine, pure state of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start Lifnei Hashem. And then something terribly goes wrong. You know what goes wrong? Aveiros go wrong. Aveinus, chatoim go wrong. And when a person is chayte, not only did he do a chayte, but he chiseled away at the closeness between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you. You created what's called the mechitza mavsekes between you and Avinu Shebashamayim. There is a barrier that begins to be placed. I think we're all familiar with barriers. I'm looking at one right now. I think we all understand what a mechitza means. We understand what a shield means. We understand what a mask means. That somehow that closeness is broken. We can't grab the other person. We can't shake the hands. We can't give a hug. We can't even stand within Dal Amos. There's a mechitza that is created one brick after another, one stone after another, between us and our beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what could break down this mechitza? What could destroy this wall? This wall? It's a very simple calculation. If the Averis brought the wall up, then tshuva from the Averis could bring the wall down. And the Rav said, when a person is chayze b'tshuva, chazara b'tshuva is not just a chazara from Averis. It's not just, gee, I spoke Lashonara Chatasi, I didn't daven so well, AVC, I insulted somebody, Poshahati. No. It's much more profound than that. The Rambam writes in the Cheshuva that before a person is Chayze B'Tshuva, there's a herchek, there's a distance between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and comes the parish of Tshuva and creates a closeness, Kar of Hashem, Kar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who you used to be far away from, all of a sudden you become close to. That's what Tshuva is. And therefore, any day on the calendar that's associated with Tshuva is by definition a Yom Simcha. Because as you remove that wall and you create that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Meila, you're Lifnei Hashem, you become more and more Lifnei Hashem, and the closer you are Lifnei Hashem, the greater your Simcha is. The Rav explained that if you're in close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oz V'Ched V'Mim Koma, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is only joy. There is no sadness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. The more you are in presence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more joyful you are. And the more distant you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more your joy is diminished. That's the essence. Being lifted Hashem is the mechayiv, in brisket terminology, in lom d'shuvah, it's the mechayiv of simcha. Being lifted Hashem is the mechayiv of simcha. That occurs physically, Isasheni, Karbonus, spiritually, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shoshana Golem, a little bit of both physically and spiritually. Once you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Simcha goes up in measure. That's the essence of Simcha. Now, Rabbi Isai, can we understand, can we appreciate what Chazal tell us? Mishanichmas av ma'atim b'simcha. What happened in Chodesh Av? If you have to ask yourselves to describe in one sentence what went wrong in Chodesh Av, what are we mourning? So I'll give you a list a mile long. It's called 50 plus kinos, and it's hours of davening on Tisha B'Av. And a Megillas Eicha, 5 prokim long, and a Kamsa Barakamsa, 3 block long. And derashas, and stories, and tragedies, and horrors. It's all true, every last drop. But if you have to give one line to summarize it all, what we're really missing is the finishing, that we are no longer in the presence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And when we find ourselves no longer in the presence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there is only one feeling that we have, and that is the antithesis of Simcha. If Lifnei Hashem is the Mechayev of Simcha, then the removal of Lifnei Hashem ultimately causes the diminishing of our Simcha. Mishenichnasam amata b'simcha is not just an injunction, not just a requirement, not just a commandment. It's a statement of reality. Mishenichnas av, when av enters and churban begins, what that means is we no longer find ourselves in the state of Lifnei Hashem anymore. The boy say, I didn't come here to depress you. In case, if I would stop my drasha right now, guys would say, come on, they brought the rabbi in just to make us feel miserable. We weren't miserable enough. We're already third day into the 9 days. We're not sad enough. No. Mishenichnas av b'matim b'simcha, that's true. But there is a way to rectify it. There is something we can do to bring simcha back into our lives. And the only way to do that is to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu back into our lives. How do we do that? How do we create that aura, that feeling, that new reality of being Lifnei Hashem? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Ma'aseh Sheni, and there's no Yom Tov around the bend. It's Gimel Av tonight. It's far away from Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are 6,000 miles away from the Makom HaMikdash. We are 2,000 years away from a Beis HaMikdash, having seen. We have nothing going for us, nothing to be all that happy about. It's a miserable existence. What can we do to change that? What can we do to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the picture and thereby create a new Simchas HaChaim, a Simchas HaChaim that will last forever? So I want to share with you a Maim Chazal. You're all familiar with this Maim Chazal. But I wanted to see if we can understand it just perhaps a little bit deeper. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Ein lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'alamai El Adal Anama She'alocha B'levad. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago to the day, there's nothing left in this world for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has nothing else in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, doesn't, nothing else. He can't be found anywhere else except where? In the Adal Anama She'alocha. In the Shir, in the Gemaras that you're learning these days, in the halacha, in Yom HaVesedra, those who learn Daf Yomi, in the world of Torah, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. There's no Beis HaMikdash, the Churban, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the Beis Medrash. What does that mean? So I always thought what that means is, it's almost like a booby prize. You know, I really would have liked to win, but I didn't win. So, you know, like when you're a little boy, you go to some learning program, and there's always somebody at the end who comes away with a real raffle. The guy who really wins the bike. And then everybody else gets a little tchotchke that breaks before you get home. But come on, everyone's a winner. You know, we live in a world in America, everyone's a winner. When I was a kid, and it wasn't that long ago, if you didn't come in first place in the league, you lost. You got nothing. Now I look at my kid, my son's rooms, they have 16,000 trophies from coming in second place in PAL, third place in PAL, 16th place in the TABC Hockey League for third graders. Everyone's a winner, everyone's a trophy. So that's what it means. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Sorry guys, at least the Beis HaMikdash you got. No problem. That's almost like saying, well, you know, you couldn't really have the real thing, so we'll give you a booby prize so you shouldn't kvetch. That's what it means. Ain lo kosh bracha ba'olam da'aram shel ruach b'vad. I don't think so. Dima Chazal are telling us these problems. When we think about the Beis HaMikdash, so what are some of the first images that conjure up in our minds? We think of karbonos, we think of kohanim, and that's all true. And we think of menorahs and shulchans and Yom Kippurim and Erev Pesach, that's all true. And we think of Levim, that's all of the above is true. But everything that I said is not the heart and soul of the Beis HaMikdash. All that I just described now is the periphery of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the heart and soul? Well, I'll prove to you. What's the most Kaddish part of the entire Beis HaMikdash? The most Kaddish part is where, by say? Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what grandiose mitzvahs take place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? 353 days a year? Absolutely nothing. Nobody goes anywhere near there. Once a year in Yom Kippur, the Kohen goes in for about 30 seconds. The karbanos are brought primarily outside. The hadlokas haminoras is in the heichal. The shulchan, sidra lechem is in the heichal. The ketaris is in the heichal. The shiras halavim is outside. Almost nothing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And yet that's the Kodesh. Everything else is the Kodesh. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How'd that happen? How in the world did that happen? What makes that the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So the answer is there's something in that Kodesh HaKadoshim that's more important, more holy than everything else. Now what is it? The Aron. And the Aron plays a completely passive role in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't do anything with it. It houses the Luchos. It houses the Torah. It is the kli, the utensil that represents Torah in its purest, most pristine form. That's it. That is the center of the Beis HaMikdash. That is, everything emanates, all Kedusha emanates from the Makom Torah of Beis HaMikdash. And I'll prove it to you. Api Halacha, where does the Beis Din HaGadol sit? That body, that paskins, all the shilas for Klai Yisrael. Those who are responsible for the transmission of Torah Shabbat Pem and Sayer, where do they sit in Beis HaMikdash? Just a few feet away from the Aron, a few feet away from the Kedusha HaKadosh. Lishkas HaGozes. Because Beis HaMikdash is not just a Makom Avodas HaKabonos, it's not just a Makom Tefillah, which it is. It's a makom of Torah, it's the centrality. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah appears in its purest form. And the Ramban in Parshas Truma goes one step further and says that not only is the Aron with the Kodesh HaKadosh and the centrality of Torah, but that was the whole goal of the Mishkan and Mikdash in the first place. Why do you need a Mishkan for, says the Ramban? Because we just finished Har Sinai, and the Jewish people have to keep alive in their hearts a place to reconnect to the Nasav and Nishmo. Where are they going to go in 100, 1,000 years from now to remember Har Sinai? You're going to go to a desert in the, go to a mountain in the middle of the desert. There's no Kedusha to Har Sinai today. You can go, if you can find it in the desert, you can climb up Har Sinai, take a few pictures and come down. There's no Kedusha there. The Kedusha's Har Sinai, the world of Torah, the Koach HaTorah ended into the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where it spreads to the entire world. Kimitzion Tei Tesera, everything emanates from the Makom HaMikdash, from the Kedusha Kedoshim. The essence of the Beis HaMikdash was Torah. There were other things also going on. There were Korbanos, and there were Avodah, and Shir Salavim, Aliyah L'Regel, a million other things going on, but the essence, the heart and soul, was Torah. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olam Da'alam Shalach B'Vad means when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and all the externals are no longer relevant and there's no menorah and no shulchan and no ar and nothing else. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't forget what was real, what was the most important part, what was the real central force of the entire Beis HaMikdash, Bibinyana. Because they aren't anyway. Baruch Hu says, don't worry, that's always going to be there. That'll never go away, that's always going to be with you. You'll take it with you and you'll run with it and you'll carry with it. I have a confess, Aretz. The essence of the Mikdash is still there. And it goes with the Jewish people, no matter where they travel. Rabbi Sai, when we enter into a Beis Medrash, and we open our Gemaras, and we sit and learn on a Thursday morning in Teaneck, New Jersey, what we're really doing is experiencing Mikdash. Without the trappings of Mikdash, without the Avedis of Mikdash, without the Kabbalahs, that we don't have here. But we're keeping alive the soul, the heart, The kishkas of the Beis Hamikdash are here in a Beis Medrash, in a Gemara, in a Shiurim, in a Chavrusas, in a Chaburas. That is Mikdash. And Rabbi Yosef, that's Mikdash. Is it surprising that if being in the Beis Hamikdash is being lifnei Hashem, so is Limud HaTorah? And Chazal say in the Pasuk B'chol HaMakom she'ask you Yishmiah v'alecha v'echticha, two drashas. One drash is that refers to Mikdash. But the Shem Hashem is said in the Beis Hamikdash b'chas koranim v'alecha v'echticha, that's one interpretation. The other one appears in the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Afilu tamir chacham echad, one guy, you don't have a Shia, you don't have a Reb, you don't have a Badrich, you don't have a Chibur, you have nobody. You're sitting in your own Dalet Amos with nobody anywhere near you, and you open up your Gemara and your Chaz or something. B'chol ha'mokom b'shir ask yashmiah v'alech v'echtei. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. You always have a Chavrusa. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't even have to press the Zoom for Kodesh Baruch Hu to come. He's there. B'chol ha'mokom b'shir ask yashmiah v'alech v'echtei. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, well, wait a second, Rabbi Isai. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, what's our emotional state when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is there? Lefnei Hashem. Remember how we feel when we're Lefnei Hashem? Remember how we felt in Rosh Hashanah Lefnei Hashem? Remember Yom Kippur? Remember Mikdash? Remember Achilles Kovim Pesach? Remember Maaseh Sheni? Remember Shalosh Regalim? How did we feel? Svach Lefnei Hashem Akechem Shavuz Yom Simcha. Limud HaTorah is the greatest form of Simcha. This is true even in the world of halacha. Now we have many of the sugyas of Chazavelos in our minds. There's a unique halacha tucked away in many, many poskim quoted in Chazavelos. And if you have a person, Rachman al-Islam, it's called Kaiva Mesa Beregel. Person lost a relative on Yontif on Chalamoid, and they buried the Mesa on Chalamoid. And now, the last days of Yontif, they're in Avelos. The Avelos wasn't canceled. It's put on hold till after Yontif. Not like the person who sat Shiva beforehand. The person's in limbo. There's a quasi-Avelos playing out. And a Shailin Poiskim is such a person allowed to learn Torah or not. Normally, a Tishrof, you can't learn because it's Simcha. Here the Poskim say, you're allowed to learn. You know why? V'samachta b'chagecha, how can you tell a Jew to observe Yontif and not to learn Torah? To just have boss of the eye, and that's not Simcha, that's what the Rambam calls Simcha, that's a keres. That's the Simcha of the belly. Simchas HaTorah defines what Yom Tov is. Simchas HaTorah, you can't be in a state of Simcha without Limud HaTorah. It's impossible for a Jew to be in a state of Simcha Shleima without Simchas HaTorah. You can't close your Gemara for a week. It just can't be. It's impossible. And therefore, even in the world of Halacha, one could learn Torah to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov, even though he's not available to him. That's how we have to view our relationship with Talmud Torah. It's Pikud Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chelev. The Simchas HaTorah, what permeates our existence of our learning experience, is dafka because our learning is such a close feeling of Lifnei Hashem. It's specifically because we're Lifnei Hashem when we learn that we're filled, our hearts are filled with the joy of learning as well. So everybody say, it's all a nice drasha. I hope it's a nice drasha. So Rabbi Solovsky pops in on a 9:30 on a Thursday night to tell you should be happy. Everyone, yeah, gee, everyone cheer up and be happy when you learn Torah. But cute, nice. But Rabbi, it's not always so easy because, you know, this Tosis is really hard. You know, I just spent an hour thinking that I understood a Tosis and I blew it. I goofed. I didn't get it right. Very depressing. Very disappointing. It's hard. Not the easiest thing in the world. There are some challenges. There are some intellectual challenges sometimes we have in terms of learning. I'll tell you a secret, there's some physical challenges learning. I don't know, it's not the easiest thing to learn with a mask on, screaming a chavrusa from, I don't know what the rules here are, but you know, 6 feet away, 8 feet away, 20 feet away, I don't know, a lot of different, you know. It ain't easy, no matter who's doing it, no matter what you're doing, it ain't easy. This is not an easy summer. If you thought that the summer of Tosh and Pei was an easy summer, you should have gone on a different program. I don't know what program to go on, maybe you should have gone to the moon, because there's no place that's easy. That's the way it is. So how am I supposed to be happy when it's just not easy? It's not fun, Rabbi, when it's not easy. I'll tell you a secret. The reason why you're even asking this question, or why I'm asking this question on behalf, is because I mistranslated a word. I snuck in a word in the English language that doesn't even exist in Lashon HaKodesh. You know what the word is? Fun. There is no word in Hebrew for fun. Kef. I think it's an Arabic. There's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for fun. There's no concept of what's called amusement. In America, there's a thing called an amusement park. Imagine an entire makom that's dedicated for one purpose and one purpose alone, to amuse people. It's a mind-boggling concept. It's like a concept of a comedy show, an entire entity just to laugh. Laughing is a great thing. I also like to crack a few jokes here and there, Mashiach. But a chal shame of a comedy show, a chal shame of your amusement park. It's a very, very not Jewish concept. What is the Jewish concept? Simcha. What's the difference between simcha? So simcha, probably more correctly, is translated as joy. Joy and fun are not synonymous. Fun, by definition, is very fleeting. Amusement, quick, chick-chack, a good joke, and then excitement dies down, and you better get another one. Fun, I went up and down this crazy roller coaster. Why in the world I do it, I have no idea. But I went around, turned around 5 trillion times. Wow, that was a lot of fun. Am I a happier person because I went down the roller coaster? It's an amazing concept. You stand in line for 6 hours, Chol Hamoed Pesach, you're plotting. For what? For a total maximum of 30 seconds of fun. It's a mind-boggling concept. I have this conversation with my kids now, Baruch Hashem, I'm a little bit older. Conversation every year when we start the same negotiations. Come on, can we go to Six Flags this year? I say, you don't really want to go to Six Flags. You're going to stand on line with 4,000 other NCSYers in the heat, and you're going to go hackle, miko, call, and do it half rides. No, we got to go. We got to go. We got to go. So we went. And we went. Baruch Hashem, we stopped going. I used to always say, when you have little kids, so usually there's a, I forget what the word is, the inverse relationship of Sukkos Yontif between your Sukkos Yontif and your kid's Sukkos Yontif. Usually the happier they are, the more miserable you are, and vice versa. So if I say amusement and fun are cute, but they're not very Torah concepts. You know what simcha is? Simcha is joy. It's an inner happiness, inner joy. Think back in your own minds, your own lives, about the moments that really brought you joy. When were you really happy? I didn't say when you had a good time. I didn't say when you were smiling and laughing with a friend. What moments really brought you almost like an inner serenity, like an inner tranquility, like an inner joy, an inner feeling of content? And if you look back, you'll probably think of times, things that you worked really, really hard on. Maybe it was that project that you worked really, really hard on in school. Maybe it was that test, the bechina, that you really, really studied hard for, and you really were matzliach. Or maybe it's that relationship that maybe you put into that extra mesivas nefesh to something, and now something is much more lasting. Because the klal gadol, the Mishnahs we said mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, lefum tzar agra. The more a person works at something, the more reward he receives. The more a person works at something, the more joyful, not the more fun it is, but the more simchadik it really is. Limud HaTorah is a very difficult mitzvah. Don't get me wrong. It's not a walk in the park to learn Torah. And if you think it is, then you're not doing it. You may be doing what's called Lome Torah, but that's not a Moloshal Torah. You know, the Chazal speak about a Melashim Torah. I always have the image in my mind. I was learning Kerbi Avna many years ago. And the Rashiv at the time was Chaim Yaakov Goldvich Latzal. He's the uncle of those who know Rav Meir Goldvich. So he was Rashiv at the time. And I remember he would quote this Maim Chazal, this Rashi, the Gidei Pashas Pachkosa, maybe 1,000 times. But it was just the way he said it that just made such an impression on me. You have to work in Torah, you have to toil in Torah. So he would always say, Maza, Amelos Batora. Tagidli, tell me. But I was like, post any man. Tagidli, no, Maza, Amelos Batora. Kacha. Mishiyoshev, sitting. He say, Liat Abricha, he's sitting on his chair outside the pool. Yeah, he's a kos cafe, he's got a cup of coffee in one hand. But Liam Lamala's feet are up. Yoshev Kacha, Yeshlo, he's a nice vort to kore, you know. He's a vort, a mashu, a la parasha. Yafe mod. That's Loma Torah. And please don't make light of it. That's great. Halavai. Everyone should be sitting there on the beach chair reading the tidbits from the parsha. Halavai. It would be great. But let's not kid ourselves. That's not a Melos Patara. That's Lomita. It's not a Melos Patara. No, no, Melus B'Torah is. Melus B'Torah. I'm reading a Tosfos for the 16th time. Is that Tosfos Kasha? Is that Tosfos Teretz? Is that really what the Gemara meant? Is that Rabbeinu Tana? Rashi. Yes, a Kasha and Rashi. Rashi's Teretz. It's hard. I can't keep track. I have to really write down the notes, and I'm chazing my shir, and I'm listening to the recording the 16th time. I understand the sugi back and forth. By the end of 3 hours, I'm schwitzing, I'm sweating, both figuratively and literally and figuratively. That's a Melus B'Torah. Who do you think's having a better time? Depends what you think having a good time means. Who's having more fun? The guy in the beach chair, no question about it. He's not straining himself too much. You know, a nice little vertlach, a cup of coffee's good. Good cup of iced coffee, feet up. He's doing great. But who's being Amal B'Torah and who's experiencing Simchas HaTorah? The person's being Amal B'Torah is experiencing Simchas HaTorah. Simchas HaTorah is such an integral part of Talmud Torah that when we recite a bracha in the morning, it's the only mitzvah that we incorporate Simcha into the Nuscha Bracha. If you stop tomorrow morning and ask yourself, you're about to say, Asher Kiddushan HaMitzvah Yisrael Lassim V'Harev No Asher V'Lekein Rebbein Shalom, let me enjoy this Torah, let me have a Simcha sweetness of Torah V'Harev No. Let the Divrei Torah be a rave melech. Let me enjoy it. When was the last time you recited a bracha? Yes, Rebbein Shalom, I'm putting on tefillin now. Let me have a great time at this one. I'm shaking the lulav. Let's have a party. Rebbein Shalom, I'm blowing a shofar. Gee, let me have a big smile on my face. You don't say that. When it comes to Libra Torah, Bahar, Ibn Hashem, Lekenu, so the Abdenezer writes that the reason is, why do we say that in the Birch of Torah? Because unlike other mitzvahs, Simcha is nice. It's good. Mitzvah Gedol, Yes, Simcha, Dov, Yidush, Shabbat, Simcha, more for Simcha. But it's not a chelek of the mitzvah per se. Libra Torah requires simcha. And without simcha, it's like chos, it's like you're not learning up the par if you're not in a state of simcha. That's what the Avnezah says. It's a high level of Libra Torah, the person who is enjoying, when he enjoys the geshmak of the shir, don't think that's shalol lishma, because he's getting intellectual pursuit out of it, he's enjoying himself. No, 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 that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to enjoy it. Simchas HaTorah is part of the mitzvah. Why is that so important? Why is the Bahar of Nashim again? Why is Simchas HaTorah? Because Hashem Hashem, why is all that true? So the answer is, B'chol Macham She'asker Hashmi Avaylech Avrechticha. The reason is because if Limud HaTorah is truly an expression of being with Hashem, if Limud HaTorah is truly a chavrusa between you and the Rabban Shalom, it's truly that moment between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then those moments a moment of great joy. And no less than Bizman Shabbos Mikdash HaKayim, and no less than the person shaking a lulav of Mikdash, and no less than the person eating Karm Pesach HaMais HaSheni, no less than the person being Ol Aliyah L'Regel, the person who opens up a Metziah and learns a Mishnah, the Gemara, and a Rashi, the Tosfos, is Oymed Lifnei Hashem. Because after all, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lola Kodesh Baruch Malom, Ola Dara Lama. So we had to ask ourselves, why are we in a state of mourning now? What are we really lacking? Why are we in Mishenich L'samimatim Simcha? Because there's been a pagam, there's been a deterioration of the status of Lifnei Hashem in this world. There's no Beis HaMikdash, but wait! It's not over. Even though it's true that there's been a certain lowering and lessening of the standards of Lifnei Hashem, at the very same moment that Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to bring back Lifnei Hashem into this world through the vehicle of the Libra Torah. So Rabbi Yisai, I think the message rings true for every Tisha B'Av, for every year, as it's a mechayev and mechazik of us to go back to the Libra Torah, Lifnei Hashem, and realizing what gift we have and the simchas ha'chayev, the simchas ha'nefesh that it carries with us. I think perhaps it's even more relevant, more poignant for us right now. In a certain sense, all of us are missing a lot of the trimmings of the summer of Tavshin Pei that we really expected. Each of us had a different image. Nobody in their wildest dreams, if you would have asked them on Rosh Chodesh Adar even, and very, very few people had the foresight to chop this Purim time. Very, very, very few. But nobody, if you would have asked them Rosh Chodesh Adar, would say that NCSY learning program would be taking place in TABC and Rabbi Sablovsky would be talking to them with a face shield and guys would be sitting in their groups and hoping and praying that we should all be well, you would have said the guy maybe got a little bit too much starting on early Purim to say such a silly thing. Who would have ever said such a ridiculous thing? That's a Mishnah Nichnas, not the other Marvin Besimcha. Guy's a fool. And yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu had different plans for us for this summer, different plans for the world for these last few months, and for only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows until when. And the question is, what's our attitude? Do we take the attitude that, well, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, or for our purposes, we don't have, for many of us, we don't have a Beit Meir, and we don't have Yerushalayim, and we don't have the Kosel, or we don't have perhaps other camps and other programs and other plans that we were thinking of doing? And do we take that attitude and say, you know what? We don't have it. Mishachorav, it's a Chorban. It's a Chorban, just forget. Throw in the towel. I would just sign up for next year. Is that the attitude? Or is the attitude, no, wait a second. Maybe we could extract the panemius, the real essence of what Summit Tavshin Pei was supposed to be. And yes, there was supposed to be a lot of other things and a lot of tulim and a lot of trips and a lot of leagues. There was all that was supposed to be, but the heart and soul of a Ben Torah summer is the Torah Shabbat. Is the Libra Torah Shabbat? Is the Lifnei Hashem Shabbat? Is the Simchas HaTorah Shabbat? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to each and every one of us, Mishacharav, there are Chorbonos in what our dreams and plans were. But that doesn't mean that the essence of the Panemius is gone. Kadosh Baruch Hu has still provided for us an opportunity to grow in Torah, to grow in Ayuri Shemayim, to grow in Ashmiris HaMitzvahs, to grow in Abinam Chavero. The heart and soul of what a summer of a real true Ben Torah is can be experienced, can be felt, can be enjoyed, and can be a source of tremendous simcha, even if some of the external trappings may not be exactly what we expected. So Klal Yisrael have been surviving for almost 2,000 years without the external sticks and stones of Beis HaMikdash, because we understand that Ein Lo L'Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Lo B'Dal Adam Shalach B'Vad. These days, Chodesh Av, are days to refocus. What's the real? What's the ikar? What's the externals? Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to appreciate the real, true essence of what we have, the tremendous gift of bracha that we have in front of our very eyes, of limud haTorah, shmiras haMitzvos, of avodas Hashem, and hopefully we should be able to, through our limud haTorah and our shmiras haMitzvos, turn these days of not being days of Mishnechas of Mat and Besimcha, but rather being days of Mishnechas of Marbe Besimcha. We should go back to what Av was supposed to be. Yimei Sasen Besimcha. We should be Zolcha to Lifnei Hashem in the fullest sense of the word, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Keep up the wonderful, wonderful work.